then it becomes like vinegar. Of course, mashro, the halacha we paskin like, no. As long as it tastes like wine, even though it smells bad, it would still be wine. But once the wine itself smells bad, then you're in trouble. So the Gemara, Itmar, we learned like this. Ha-moicher chovies yain l'chaveroi. If somebody sells a barrel of wine to his friend, v'yachmitza, and then when the lekeach takes it home, it spoils, the wine spoils, becomes vinegar. So what's the halacha? Is it nekechtorius or not? Do you get your money back or not? So I'm a rab, Rav says like this. Kol gimel yamim harishonim prishus meicher. The first 3 days, like there's a guarantee. If it's spoiled the first 3 days, we say when the person sold it to you, he sold you bad stuff, and therefore you get your money back, it's a nekechtorius. Mikan v'elech. If it first spoils after 3 days, then v'shus lekech. Then we say it's lekech luck, it's his mazel. Like the moicha sold you good wine, it's spoiled now, what can you do? That's your tough luck, and therefore you don't get your money back. So it's, that's what we said, that's what the Tanakh, that's what Rav says, that's Rav's halach. Shmuel says, Chamro akafta demore shover. That no, wine is like always on the shoulder of the owner. So Rashbam says it means to say, Ein chayv achriusay. Shmuel holds that the meicher is not chayv and achrayus. Afo pishech nitzpateich chavius shomeicher. Even though, like it could be in the first 3 days, even though you left the wine in the same barrel you bought it in, like the meicher, the seller, gave you the wine in the barrel, and in this barrel it's spoiled. So what? Mishum de chamra, Shmuel svar is wine, agaba de gavra shover, means like a kester for Adam, medalik. It's like on your shoulders, kolemo. What does that mean? Mazle garim, chet shobal hayayin. It means like it's your fault. Now that you own the wine, it's like you, Hashem is punishing you. It's your punishment. Like the guy that owns the wine, it's your chet that's causing wine to get spoiled. Kash, you know, if anything ever goes bad in business, anyway, whatever it is, no, it's a chet, something, it's your mazel, Hashem is doing it to you. So if so, Shmuel holds, even though the wine turns bad right away by the lakeach, and it's still in the moicha's barrel, so what? It could be it's not the moicha's fault, it's the lakeach's fault, and therefore the moicha's not chayif. That's Shmuel's svar. So Mora says, Ovid Rab Yosef Uvde Kavosi Derav, B'shichro, so Rabbi Yosef paskin like Rav by beer. Beshichra by beer, there he held like Rav. That no, it's not totally in the owner, it's totally in the first 3 days. Like if it didn't spoil the first 3 days, then we have a right to say he sold you good beer, and it spoiled later, then it's Lekeach's fault. But if it spoiled the first 3 days, it's the Moich's fault. Ukavosa b'shmul b'chamra. But it came to selling wine, there he held like Shmuel. Mashma winey hell for some reason, there the owner is totally in the owner. Tresant. Not sure why, according to this svara, stam in the chet, where we do this for, I'm not sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. So Mara says, the hilchasa, what's the locha? Kavosa de Shmuel, and if I mashma staka the locha, locha called pona by wine is like Shmuel. That lemaisif, the guy sold your barrel of wine, and then when Lekech takes it home, he starts to drink it and it's spoiled stuff. It's his tough luck. You have the Moich has a right to say, when I sold it to you, it was good stuff. I know it's no good. It's your fault. It's your chet, your mazel. It's your fault. I'm potter. That's the halacha. Tana Rabbanan, we're like this. Echad sheichet marim. Will he have beer that's made from dates? V'yechad sheichet sarim. Will he have beer that's made from barley? V'yechad shamra yayin. Whether you have wine that's made from the sediments. No, shomra yayin means the sediments. Pasun Sirashbam says, who temid? That means, shenaisnin mayim agabi shmorim. Means you put water over the sediments. Like the now you make wine as you squeeze out the grapes, then you take out the water, the wine, and you have left over the pits, the shells, that's called like the sediments. So now what you do on that is you add water onto it, and it also like still gives off a taste of wine. So that's called Shomru Yayin. Yeah. So the Brisa says on all these three things, Vavorchen Aleim Shakun Yevidvaroi. The Baruch is not a bar for Agofen, but just a Shakun Yevidvaroi. That's what you make on bar on beer, even though it's made from barley, and even though maybe you think you make a bar mini mezainis, no. Lamaisa, now it's a drink. Kolzman, it's a drink. On a drink, you always make a shakol. The only other bracha you would make on a drink is Mary Bar Pragofen, Sir Heold, Shermer Yayin. The fact you put the water over the sediments from the original wine, it's still called water, and you only make a shakol nevedvaroi. Others says no. Shemorim sheyesh bem tam yain. If the sediments, note what you have those again, you have these dried out pits and shells of the grapes, and now you poured water over them. So he holds, if it tastes now like wine, so then mevarach aleihem bar pragofen. No, it's called wine. That's what the Acherim says. Rusotz machlekes bekitzan shomer yain, whether this type of wine that you made by soaking it again in water, do you make a shakol or bar pragofen? So Rabbi Yosef, the Amor Tavai, they both say, Ein alocha kecherim. The locha is not like the cherim. You do not make a bar pragofen, but rather you make a shakol. Omar Rava says like this, he'll explain it. The Kula Yalm, everybody agrees that Roma Tlosa, let's say when you have these sediments here, you have these dried out, these the pits and the shells of the grapes, you pour, let's say, 3 cups of water over it. The Osar Boa, and it came out 4 cups now. That's how much came out. So then, chamra heavy. Everybody holds it so there's like 3 portions water, 1 portion wine. That's called wine. And everybody agrees on this type of temet. That's also called wine. You would for sure make a bar pragofen. There is no machlokes. And Rava letaimei, Rava goes according to his own tam. The Yoma Rava says, Kol chamro de loidoro, al chat las mayo, lav chamru. Any type of wine that does not proportion 1 portion of wine to 3 portions of water is not called wine. So the kid says, fear that you pour 3 cups of water over these sediments and 4 cups of like water, like wine now came out of it, for sure there's one quarter is wine, that's called wine. Now, what's going to be Roma Tlosa? You threw 3 cups of water over these sediments. The Osa Tlosa, and all that came out of it was also just 3 cups. Even though now there's some taste of wine there, and it looks a little bit like wine, he holds Veloy Klomu. That's called nothing. Not enough proportion of wine came out to water. There's more water than wine here. For sure you make a shakol. That's not called wine. Key plig, where is the machlokes? The Roma Tlosa, where you threw 3 cups of water over these sediments here, the Osa Tloso Palga, and 3.5 cups of liquid came out. That's the Machlekes. The Rabbanon, Sarv, the Rabbanon hold, listen, Tlosa Ailei, Tlosa Nofik. 3 cups of water went in, 3 cups of water came out. And what came out now? An extra 1/2 cup of wine. So, Poshle Palga, O Palga Beshisa, Palgi Maya, Vlod Klumu, is like 1/6 to the proportion, like 1/6 proportion of the wine to the water. It's like 1/2 cup to 3 cups of water. So that's not called wine, that's